proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. Praise God. I know I say that all the time, but it's true all the time. Praise God. Every program is exciting. Why? Because it's the Word of God. Well, today we want to talk about manifesting the sons of God, and specifically, we want to talk about vengeance and recompense. Now, what had happened here is the children of Israel had been in Egypt, some 400 years. Now, here is God. He's coming to set him free. However, Pharaoh won't let him go. And it's one plague after another, Pharaoh still wouldn't let him go. Well, eventually, Pharaoh let him go, and they went to the Red Sea. The Red Sea parted, and they were going over. But here comes Pharaoh after him. Why? The enemy was resisting their release. And what happened? The Red Sea closed up on Pharaoh. All of them died there. The threat was eliminated, and God's people went free. What am I saying? I'm saying it's time for vengeance and recompense in our lives, in the lives of the people of God. You see, there have been some things Satan has been resisting us on. And we thought it just happened that way, or we've been a long time trying to do this, or confusing thoughts about that, or didn't have enough money for this and so forth. But it's been the enemy has been working in that unseen realm, resisting us, trying to delay us, trying to substitute something for what God had planned for our lives. Well, he's been resisting us. Well, whatever has been resisting you right now, you will see it no longer. I'm telling you, you get this tape, you get this teaching down in you, so you will have faith to believe for God's deliverance and his recompense in your life. It's time for the enemy to pay us back. Praise God. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Go into it now. Let's take some good notes. It's called Vengeance and Recompense. Whatever has been chasing you, Lord, have mercy, is going to give you up. I'm talking about sickness going to give you up. Disease going to give you up. See, because it's not of God. This is a time of the set time of the favor of God. It's not because you've been so good. It's because it's pre-programmed. Hey. Hallelujah. Hello. Boy, I feel something. I feel the Holy Ghost. Now, this is when the Moabites and children of Ammon were coming against Jehoshaphat and children of Judah, and they had taken some of the surrounding cities. Now they're closing in, and now Jehoshaphat and them don't know what to do, but a man stood up and began to say something. Verse 14, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Oh, Yoshiateda Bahasata. Contracts are coming. They've been held up in the Spirit. Some of them been diverted to wrong places. But they're coming out of there and coming back where they're supposed to be. Ooh. My goodness. Woo-hoo-wee. Somebody pulling today. I don't know who it is. Somebody pulling. He said in verse 16, tomorrow, boy, I can't hardly do this thing. When? Tomorrow? I'm telling you, man, I can't hardly go nowhere. This thing is in me right now. I just
just had a sister. She just came to me. She said, Pastor, I don't think I'm talking too much here. She said, I just wanted to let you know. I just give you a testimony. I'm about to buy a mall. I said, are you? She said, yeah, you know, I've had this kind of business, that business. She said, I'm making $1 million now. I said, well, hey, praise God. She said, you know, I came off the streets, you know. She gave me five while you were talking. I came off the street. I said, yeah, and so forth. And she said, but God is blessing me. I said, that's a favor of God. He said, he knew you were behind a little academically. So he gave you an intellectual endowment. Boy! She said, I just want you to know I'm only 29 years old. I came off the street, but look what God is doing. I'm telling you, if he will do it through her, and she came off the street. Look at verse 20. And they arose in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his who? Prophets. And what's going to happen to you? You shall prosper. Verse 22, and when they began to sing and to praise. So I'm just letting you know, the battle is not yours. All you got to do is sing and praise. The Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Look at God putting confusion on the people of the world. Verse 24, and when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were all dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. They were 3 days in gathering the spoil. Come on. It was so much. I like what they say. They were 3 days in. Lord have mercy. They were 3 days in. You're going to get them contracts and just. That property is about to come to you. And you just go. Now, sit down a minute. Vengeance and recompense. Now, the first thing you got to do is you got to believe the prophet. Let's go to Psalm 102. Psalm 102 and verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy, come on, upon Zion. Zion symbolizes the church. For the time to what? Time to do what now? Favor her, yea, the set time has come. Set time means a programmed hour. It's coming right now on the church. Now let's go over favor one more time. Favor means to endorse. It means to support. It means to assist. It means to make easy. It means to provide with advantages, to show special privileges. It means to be featured. So wherever you go, whatever you do, in these last days, start expecting supernatural support, someone to make it easy for you, grant you special privileges, grant you privilege advantages, expect favor to surround you like a shield, giving you supernatural increase, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victories, recognition, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules changed, and battles won which you didn't have to fight. Expect favor to surround you like a sheep. Oh, yeah. So, glory to God. What has been happening? The enemy has had spiritual forces resisting God's people. He has had the enemy using these spiritual forces to win, diverting contracts to his people, putting up hindrances so you couldn't get to where you wanted to get to. Let's go over with me to Genesis chapter 31, please. Verse 10, and it came to pass at the time the cattle conceived that I lifted up my eyes and I saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ringstraked, speckled, and gristle, or spotted. And the angel of God spoke to me in the dream, saying, sound, sight, and sound, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now your eyes and see, all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringstraked, speckled, and gristle, for I have seen all that Laban has done to you. Underline the word all. I have seen all that Laban over these 20 years has done to you. Now, I have seen that. Not only have I seen it, Jacob, but heaven has kept records. Heaven has kept records on every time that my people have been defrauded out of their money. Every time heaven had monitored, every time you've been stolen from, every time you've been scammed, every time you've been defrauded, every time you've been embezzled, every time you've been exploited, every time you've been resisted, every time you and your ancestors back to 10 generations, every time they've been taken advantage of, and today is payday. I have seen it. Woo-hoo-hoo-wee. Something is about to happen now. So now I want to come back to that. Oh, he didn't leave out anything. And that's why Egypt got stripped when Israel left that place. And I'm saying that the people who don't know God are going to have to give to the people who do know God. If you're in the bunch that does know God, you're in the right place. If you're in the bunch that does not know God, you're in the wrong place. Because what you got, you think you didn't have nothing. Wait till you get this recompense of working on the people of God and see the little bit that you might have had, that's coming over. Now, hear what I'm saying. God is not hating anybody. That is not vengeance. Let me read you what vengeance is. Now, listen, I got to preach this. This is good news for everybody that's saved, because every one of you been scammed, every one of you been taken advantage of. You didn't even know the devil stole it. You thought it just happened that way. It didn't yet. Every time you got sick and missed work, heaven recorded it, because the devil owes you for that. Every time you got laid off, coming in, because we're going to take it and evangelize the world. This is good news. Say good news. He has seen all that Laban has done to you. Look at vengeance. The word vengeance, let's define it again. It has nothing to do with hate or emotional resentment, but it has to do with affliction proceeding from love of justice. Justice. When justice hasn't been done, God says over in Psalms chapter 82, he said, "How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked, Selah? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of earth are out of course." Folks, it is no coincidence why 90% of the wealth is still in 10% of the people's hands. I'm here to tell you, God is going to do something about this. Because some of those people are used as reservoirs. They are used as reservoirs to keep that money because he knows that if he keeps the money, he can keep a certain amount of power from operating in this earth. And I'm here to tell you, God is about to empty out reservoirs. Whatever the devil's holding, it belongs to you. And God has sent you here to get this earth back into the hands of its rightful owner. Now listen, you're not going to have to fight this battle. That's the thing you got to realize. It's by grace and grace alone. God not only took that sister and blessed her, got her to be a millionaire, but he gave her some mind. He gave her a right mind to think it out. I'm telling you, when the children, oh Lord Jesus. Can't you see what he did for Jacob? He changed his thinking. While he was asleep, he altered his mind. I'm telling you, God is God. Man, he can come in. Woo, Lord, this is good stuff. So, over, Lord have mercy. Y'all with me? Look what Laban was doing. Jacob finally left Laban. But when he left him, Laban took out after him. And look what it says here. Verse, this is Laban now catching up with Jacob. Verse 27 of Genesis 31. "Wherefore did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and did not tell me that I might have sent thee away with myrrh and with songs and give you a party and so forth." He was lying. Look what it says over here in verse 7. Look at verse 7. "And your father has what? Deceived me," verse 7, "and changed my wages." How many times? Folks, I'm telling you now, the enemy, he's worked with all of us. Look at verse 28. And has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake to me yesternight, that's a dream, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad." In other words, don't mess with him. "And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou what? Stolen my gods." He was using those gods to hold him. And I'm telling you what the people of God have done. No, I gotta show you this. Y'all with me. Y'all gonna flow with it, right? Let's see this. Because I want you to see this plain. Because the people of God still, because they have not been real spiritual, they have not seen that it's been unseen forces that have been causing some of the hardship, so forth and so on. Now, let's look at Joshua chapter 1. Let's look there. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. "Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, That have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of Lebanon, even to the great river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not what? Fail you, keep going, nor will I forsake you. Now, notice, as he was with Moses, he's going to be with you. Let's go back and see how he was with Moses. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 23. Look what it says here in verse 20. Are you with me? He says this, "Behold, I sent an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into a place which I prepared. Now beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou wilt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies. I'll be an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel shall go before you and bring you into the Amorites, the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites." And what am I going to do? The message of vengeance is not a message where you go and hide out behind the house somewhere. No, no. It's a message where you walk right into the face of that thing. Now, I'm here to tell you, what do you know about the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Jebusites, and so forth? You know that those are different strong men. They are spirits. And that's why the church, if it's not spiritual, has not been able to move forward. Because if it's not spiritual, but just born again, they're not walking by faith. And only through faith can you get the hand of God to move the angels so that you can dominate them spirits. You cannot take a strong man's house except you first bind the strong man. But if you ever bind him, you will spoil his house. So I'm here to tell you, Hittites are spirits of fear. So you need dominion over that spirit of fear. So God is saying, hey, I'm going to send an angel before you. He knows every spirit that's out there, and he's going to give you victory everywhere you go. Now, when you go out there, listen, don't talk against your angel. Don't get out there and say, "Woo, man, I don't know about that." Don't say nothing like that. You only decree what God said. Don't ever look at another thing and say, "I can't afford that." You look at it, turn one time and say, "I can afford that." Now, your angels are going to go to work on your behalf. Because you, listen here, it's not because you work so hard or look so pretty. It's because it's a set time of the favor of God.
Well, praise God. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, again, that's called Manifesting the Sons of God. It's in this area we call vengeance and recompense. Now, what is happening here? It's saying to us, the church, that whatever the enemy has been delaying or resisting in your life, whatever God has planned for you, and the enemy has been sitting on your destiny, keeping you from this thing, I'm saying to you right now, you are breaking forth today. Your season of failure and frustrations are over. Well, the address and phone number on your screen, it's time for you to order this series. Praise the Lord. Why? So that you can get faith to receive it. This is God's time. This is a time for the church. It's time for us to rise up. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be a time that the greatest men and women of God are going to come out of the church. This is our time. Well, that's all we have for you this time. This is Bill Winston saying, we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.